your podcast determine your death cast? If so, then this is certainly the episode for you. Hoi hoi all, this is Charlie. Welcome to another episode of my new and improved podcast. New computer, new microphones, same old shoddy work ethic. This particular episode features highlights from a set I did at a house party a few months ago. By the end of the night, my voice was completely shot, a true indication of a successful performance if there ever was one. The evening started off with some full-on rock and roll performances capacitated by a pre-recorded rhythm section, so get a glass of DiSerrano amaretto and orange juice, or perhaps some hummus and pita chips, and check it out. Just keep your damn feet off the couch. This ain't no barn.
Welcome, all of you. You are cordially invited to...
Princess, make a shoe and there's a pair. A father for the driver and a father for the maid. Cover in his tracks because the party is tonight. If everybody's paid off, everybody is polite. But what would the king think to see his own pride and joy? Hobnobbing with the member of the Hoi Polloi. You are cordially invited to anything off the black ties and white lies. You are cordially invited to anything off the black ties and white lies and bright eyes and dark ties. Confessions of gold is moving high. Give them the kids want to impress you. Pretty peasant princess smiles at everyone she sees. But little does she know she's got some spinach in her teeth. Daddy taught her all the benefits of dating it too well. And now she's got the finest noble people toasting to her health. But when she opens her mouth trying to entertain, the king's monocle falls right into his champagne. You're cordially invited to an evening of black ties and white lies. You're cordially invited to an evening of black ties and white lies and bright eyes and dark ties. King's infatuous ghost is high. When the prince is to impress, he doesn't have to
That's the end of the song.
That was like the bluest black knew how to rock out.
Yes.
That was a very apt analogy, I must admit.
Potato.
That was Wild Wild Life, a classic Talking Heads tune, and before that we heard a new original called Black Ties and White Lies. During the electric set, Meg Sorensen, the current other half of The Uncontrollable Few, joined me in giving the lucky partygoers an exclusive preview of some of the tracks off the brand new Few album. It should be finished by the end of the summer, and the finished product will likely be available soon afterwards, but until then, here's some new Few brew to do you through. I Want to Be Forgotten.
Which is spelled P-triple-E-T! Exclamation point.
Yes, Pete is an old favorite of me and Mr. Ian Tobin, who can be heard singing along to that last song. When the party finished and Ian got into his car, he found that it would not start. After his sister made an unsuccessful attempt to jumpstart it, we were forced to push it from the street to my driveway to avoid a parking violation. As I and a few party guests were in the pushing process, I noticed how much the atmosphere of the night resembled an episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? The eerie chirping of crickets was louder than our conversation, and there was a copious amount of fog obscuring our immediate vision. As we began to angle the car into my driveway, the fog seemed to give birth to a hooded middle-aged fellow with a hunched back, a stiff walk, and Coke bottle glasses. Without saying a word, or showing any emotion whatsoever, he began assisting us in our efforts to budge the vehicle. His extra exertion propelled the car to a satisfactory location, and we considered the job finished. As we went to thank the man for his muscular aid, he had vanished into the night like a mirage. Now, he might not have been an apparition. He could have just been a normal, albeit fairly creepy and vampiristic fellow, going out for a walk and lending a helping hand to our endeavor before disappearing into the night fog. But consider this. The following day, when Ian came back to tow the automobile away, it started without any problem. And furthermore, to this day, the handprints of the mysterious hooded man remain on the back of the car. Well, not really. But it makes a good punchline, doesn't it? Anyway, we go now to Mr. Tobin and our sponsor, Metaphosopsychozobrax.
Men, are you all you could be in the southern region of your anatomy? Does your partner need a magnifying glass to locate your little chap? Have you ever tried other male confidence boosters and found that nothing can turn your wee willy into a wicked wiener? Well, sir, Metaphosopsychozobrax is here for you. Other enhancement methods attempt to enlarge your trouser snake by using untested, unsafe, ineffectual techniques. Metaphosopsychozobrax circumvents this method and instead uses advanced molecular reconfigurations to shrink the rest of your body. This will give your one-eyed, purple-helmeted Spartan of love a more proportional ratio to the remainder of your physique. After using Metaphosopsychozobrax, the jaw of your lover will surely drop. After all, you may be 4'5", but look at the size of that beef thermometer. Metaphosopsychozobrax, because it's better to be a gigantic midget than a tiny giant. Side effects are generally mild and include herpes of the elbows, plaque buildup, uncontrollable ejaculation, ingrown eyelashes, Wilford Brimley syndrome, Mormonism, esophageal growths, impotence of the tongue, intolerance to soy, wheat, sugar, red meats, crustaceans, bicycle pedals, synth pop, and calories. Metaphosopsychozobrax will vaporize when left at room temperature. Do not use Metaphosopsychozobrax in conjunction with whiskey-soaked tampons. The neutrality of Wikipedia's articles about Metaphosopsychozobrax have been disputed. Consult your eschatologist before use.
Welcome back, listeners. Now we go to the campfire portion of the show, where I get to sit down and play you some oldies, goldies, goodies, and requests, starting with this Duke Ellington number, Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
I missed the Saturday dance. I heard they crowded the floor. I heard in Paris without you. Don't get around much anymore. I thought I'd visit the clubs. I got as far as the door. Couldn't ask me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, I stir up old memories. I've been invited on dates. I might have gone, but what for? They didn't ask me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Memories. Been invited on dates. I fly as far as the door. Couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. I don't get around much anymore. I don't get around much anymore. I don't get around much anymore. Thank you.
could sing like a bird, not from North Carolina, not from my little words. Not if I could write for you the sweetest song you ever heard. It doesn't matter what I do, not from my little words. Now that you've made me want to die, you tell me that I'm on board. Not for all the tea in China, not if I could sing like a bird, not for all North Carolina, not for all my little words. It doesn't matter what I do, not for all my little words, not for all my little words, not for all my little words.
Magnetic fields.
Yeah. Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I loudly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. I found myself thinking when my time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. But then she told me that she loved me, not with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of a train I could not miss. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. I wanna go back again. And if I had the money, well, I'd ride the same old train. But I guess your chances come but once, and boy, I sure missed mine. And still I can't help thinking when I hear some whistle crying. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Talking, I could talk all night. My mind is sleepwalking when I'm putting the world to right. Talkeria's information. Have you got yourself an occupation? Oliver's army are here to stay. Oliver's army are on their way, and I would rather be anywhere else but here today. Checkpoint Charlie, he didn't crack a smile. But it's no laughing party when you've been on the murder mile. Only takes one itchy trigger, one more widow, one less white nigger. Oliver's army is here to stay. Oliver's army are on their way, and I this time with the boys from the Mersey and the Thames and the Tyne, over London, the Chinese line. But there's no danger, it's a professional career, but it could be a risk with just a word in Mr. Churchill's ear. When you're out of luck or out of work, we could send you to Johannesburg. Oliver's army is here to stay. Oliver's army are on their way, and I would rather be anywhere else but here today. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. And I would rather be anywhere else but here today. Oh, 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 oh. I hope that our few remaining friends give up on trying to save us. I hope we come up with a fail-safe plot to piss off the dumb few that forgave us. I hope the fences we mended fall down beneath their own weight. And I hope we hang on past the last exit. I hope it's already too late. And I hope the junkyard a few blocks from here someday will burn down. And I hope that the rising black smoke carries me far away and I never come back to this town again. In my life, I hope I lie and tell everyone you were a good wife. And I hope you die, I hope we both die. I cut myself shaving tomorrow. I hope it bleeds all day long. Our friends say it's darkest before the sun rises. I'm pretty sure they're all wrong. I hope it stays dark forever. I hope the worst isn't over. And I hope that you blink before I do. Yeah, I hope I never get sober. And I hope when you think of me years down the line, you can't find a good thing to say. And I'd hope that if I found the strength to walk out, you would stay the hell out of my way. Drowning, there's no sign of land, so you're coming down with me, hand in unlovable hand, and I hope you die, everyone, I hope we both die. I've waited hours for this. I've made myself so sick. I wish I'd stayed asleep today. I never thought this day would end. I never thought this day could ever be so close to me. Dream.
guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. Well, I better think twice before I give my heart away, 'cause I know all the games you play, because I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Time to pick my heart up off the floor. Oh, reconsider my foolish notions. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm waiting for something more, 'cause I gotta have faith.
And as both fans of The Cure and George Michael begin tuning out in droves, we end this program. I hope you've had as much fun listening as I've had procrastinating its production. Remember to subscribe to this podcast with iTunes for automatic updates. Just go to champagneorslimfast.podomatic.com and click on the Subscribe with iTunes button. I'll see you next time, but until then, remember, if a triangle could speak, it would say in like manner that God is eminently a high-pitched percussive instrument. Toodle pips.